Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. Today we're talking about Facebook ads. Really excited about that because, man, we should talk about Facebook ads more. I mean, that's kind of our thing. It's kind of like what we're known for. And I think because of that, we almost like don't talk about it enough. Like, I feel like we talk about it so much with our students and things. Then when we're coming up with content for the podcast, we're like, how about this thing? You know, like veer away from it. So today specifically, we are going to talk about split testing, which is a really like kind of interesting concept. You know, the idea behind split testing is you test things to figure out like what's going to get you the best result. And so we're going to go into it with a couple of different things. We're going to focus on me talking about list building, Bobby talking about driving traffic, kind of the two things that we're known for individually. And then we'll talk about it probably a little bit at the local level too, since we, you know, talk about this all the time for our Facebook Side Hustle members. So we're going to dive in. But first, this episode is brought to you by Facebook Ads for Bloggers. And if you want to know all the sweet, juicy nugs that are in our head about Facebook ads, you need to check out Facebook Ads for Bloggers. It is our comprehensive, like over 60 video tutorials kind of comprehensive course on how to use Facebook ads to grow your blog. And you don't just have to be a blogger. If you are a coach, a consultant, a course creator, any kind of content creator, but even if you're in like my world, you're providing a service, this is how you can grow your audience and grow your brand. You can use these same strategies. But if you're a blogger, perfect. I mean, it is named after you after all. So you can check it out in the link below. It tells you everything you need to know about the course. But really, we've put everything in there, recently expanded it to where everything, like we doubled the size of the course. And now we've even put the high level advanced retargeting stuff that we use in our course launches. And you just, I'll be honest, you cannot find that stuff anywhere on the internet. People hide that once they learn how to do it because it's just, it's super valuable. It's super powerful. And I can't tell you how many thousands of dollars I've spent on courses trying to learn that stuff and them not sharing it. And, you know, just we had to figure it out on our own. So all that's in there now and you can get it super easy. So that's it for today. We're going to get started now into the topic, split testing. What are your thoughts, Bobby? How are you doing?
Yeah, man, I'm good. And it's funny, we don't talk about Facebook ads very often, which is kind of weird. That's kind of what we do. But I feel like, you know, with the Facebook ads, it is something that we obviously specialize in, but it's become such, it's just like one of very, like a ton of different moving pieces in our business now. So, right. You know, and we've really had a focus on, because we've had the Facebook ad thing solidified for a long time now. We've been focusing on other, you know, revenue streams of like, or not revenue streams, but like traffic streams and like lead magnet creation and all that kind of stuff. But it is good to go back to kind of the basics of where we started together, which was really, I was running a lot of traffic campaigns. I brought in a ton of readers to Millennial Money Man and kind of grew my blog in a unique way. And you had your agency and you still have your agency and you were running a ton of lead gen ads and doing just all sorts of crazy stuff. And so that was really like where we came together. So I think it's been cool to kind of mix the two strategies that we do. Mm-hmm. And I've just, you know, we've like learned a lot and it's just been really cool. But yeah, I think as far as testing goes, in the early days of my blogging career, like I didn't test anything. And over the years, I've become a lot more strategic about how I do things. And that's really how I think the revenue has grown. So I think this is important for any blogger that's like doing okay. And not even a blogger, just any business owner, like you're doing okay, like you're making money or you're getting traction. But if you want to like take everything up to the next level, then digging into the numbers and starting to actually test and know how to test efficiently and like really study what you're doing and what works and what doesn't work. I think this takes people to the next level very quickly.
100%. And I, you know, we always talk about with our students, and this is like the law at the agency, right? Is that, you know, speed of implementation is more important than perfection. Because at the end of the day, it's your audience that really determines the results. It doesn't matter if you write the perfect ad if nobody clicks on it. The perfect ad is the one that people click on and take an action on, you know? And so I always use the example of sometimes I'll put all this thought and time to an ad and I'm like, this is a masterpiece. You put it out there and it flops. And then there's other times where maybe I'm in a rush and I'm just like, I got to throw something together, put something out there and I'll come back and make something better later. And then you throw out something that you think is a piece of hot garbage and everybody loves it, you know? And then it crushes and, you know, so there's not, even though you and I have really started to develop this like sense of we kind of know what's going to work and have an idea what's going to work. At the end of the day, you don't know until you put it out there. And so just putting something out there is the most important thing you can do. But testing is a great way to kind of find out what works and to get the best results possible. And when it comes to using Facebook ads and testing, you're really testing anything, because you can test your landing pages, you can test various copy, you can do whatever. It's like a regular science experiment. Like, go back to, you know, when you're in school and it's like, you need to test one variable at a time, you know, like you're just doing, you want to change one thing at a time and see what gets you the results. Now, I'm going to talk about a method that kind of tests a couple of things at once, but but generally you want to focus on one thing at a time. And it's really just about putting options out there under the same conditions and seeing which one gets you the best result and not getting emotionally attached to anything. Right? Like letting the numbers speak for themselves and like really drive your decision-making process.
Yeah. So let's dig into some actual strategy, because I think that's one of the things where people, especially me, people would have said, hey, Bobby, you need to test more stuff and you need to look at more numbers. And I would, like, 4 years ago, I'd have been like, okay, like that sounds, I was
not fun.
Yeah. Like that doesn't sound like a fun thing to do. And I was really like, when I first started blogging, I was very anti doing all that kind of stuff. I was like, no, I've got like my message and like my voice and I like doing stuff the way I like doing it. And I don't care about any of that kind of stuff. And you can have some success that way, but you're never going to get to like the upper echelon of whatever you're doing if you're not actually data driven. So for me, like you were talking about how, you know, people can put stuff out there and just be frustrated because it doesn't work, or for a long time, I was like, I put a blog post out and I had no idea how it would perform. Like I was just, would like go out there and I'd be like, eh. And it always turned out that the ones that I hated the most were like the best for some reason. And the ones that I spent the most time on flopped terribly. Now it's different because, like you said, like I have a better idea of what's going to work and what doesn't work, but that's because I've been looking at the numbers for a long time. And I know, like, I know what resonates with the audience and what doesn't. So there's really two things we're going to talk about. One of them is 2x2 split testing, and the other one is going to be more of like looking at the insights and kind of testing content against the organic reach. So you want to educate the people on the 2x2 split test?
Yeah, I'll kick us off on that. I do want to like take a moment for a sidebar here to do our kind of like, you know, I feel like every 20 episodes or so we do like a selling is not sleazy like rant. Mm. And I feel like this is a good moment for that, because you talked about like you have your message and you want to put it out there and you want to do things your way and like not, I'm not going to look at the numbers. This is just, I'm going to get my message out there. That's all well and good. And I think like you and I have like a very clearly defined mission for Laptop Empires and what we want to do. And I know you do for Millennial Money Man as well. And that's good. You want to have your message. You want to have your voice. You want to have your mission. But that's useless if you're not reaching people. And so one of the reasons that testing and these things are important is because at some point you need to do what's effective. That way you can reach more people and impact more people. Now, whether that's what's more effective to get eyeballs like on your content, or what's more effective for you to sell your products so that way your products can really have a great impact on people's lives, it's the same, right? Marketing yourself and sales, those aren't bad things. They're effective methods of really sharing whatever your mission is, whatever value you have to give to the world. So that's kind of like, I guess, let me stand up here and kind of lecture for a moment, and just that, like, if you don't want to do this, if you just want to do your thing, that's cool. But like you said, if you really want to get to the next level, you have to do things that are going to allow you to be effective and reach more people. That way your message can spread, right?
Yeah.
And so don't be scared of that. So with that, let's go ahead and get into kind of our first split testing method. I call this the 2x2 method. What it is really is it's a very small version of something called the Michigan method of testing, which is the Michigan method is like running massive variations, but requires big budgets. But when I was starting out, I learned about the Michigan method and I was like, I cannot do this because my audience, like my clients don't have the budget. And so we would do these small split tests. And so, you know, back in the day, I'd be like, tell people, hey, if you've got $5 a day to spend, then, you know, I'll get you results. And we would start off by doing $20 a day. We would run four different ads, a 2x2 split test, which would be two versions of the actual text of the ad with the same image, and then two headlines. And so two headlines, two text, you get four variations. And so we were very quickly able to figure out what the most effective copy was. And to this day, we still use the 2x2 split test because generally, just with those four variations, you can get an incredible result for at least one of those ads. And so so I'm a big fan of this. So there are times that we don't do this, but if you are wanting to see, you know, if you've got a great piece of content that you really want to get eyeballs on, like if you've got an article that maybe is a big article for you, like, you know, it's a cornerstone piece for your blog, or maybe it's promoting an affiliate, or it's driving traffic. It's like a call to action to get people to your sales page, to join your email list or whatever. And you really want to find out what is the cheapest I can drive traffic to this piece of content, then you might want to use this strategy. Where I use it a lot is with list building campaigns. So when I work with my clients and they make PDF lead magnets and we're trying to grow their email list using Facebook ads, we're going to use this 2x2 split test strategy every single time to figure out the most affordable way we can get them email subscribers. And so very simply, what you're going to do is you're going to write two versions of the text. Generally, you want to do different styles, right? And then you're going to want to write two different headlines, also different styles. And then you're going to combine them. You're going to end up with four variations. We only do one image because you can always test the image later. The image, the purpose of the image in an ad is to get people to stop scrolling. That way they see the ad in the first place. It's to catch their attention. And more often than not, for the list building stuff, your image is actually just, it needs, like when they go to the landing page, when they click on the ad and they go to opt in, they're going to see a picture of the ebook or the guide or whatever it is you're giving them. And so usually we just want the ad image to match the landing page so that they go, I clicked on this, I hit this website, I'm in the right place. And so the image doesn't usually have as big of an impact. But if we can figure out which copy works best, and then we want to get even better results, once we have that winning ad copy, the right headline and text combination, we can then run a dozen different images and see which image gets the most people to stop with the copy getting the same click-through rate, and therefore we end up with cheaper results. And so we try to get the copy first and then come in with the image. And so that's kind of like our basic process here, but to kind of take it more to a nitty-gritty level of what we're doing in Facebook, generally we're going to create a single campaign. And so we might call it lead magnet one, and that's our campaign. We know it's for that particular lead magnet. Then we're going to have four different ad sets because we don't put all of the budget into a single ad set with multiple ads and test at that level, because what happens is Facebook arbitrarily picks a winner. We want the same budget to all of these things. So we're going to create four ad sets. And so the way that I do this is, if you know that long-term you want to spend $5 per day on this ad, or you want to spend $20 per day on this ad, or 10, whatever it may be, that's how much you're going to spend on the ad set. But for somewhere between 3 to 5 days, you're going to spend more than that, right? So let's say we have a budget of $10 per day. I'm going to have four ad sets at $10 per day, which means the first day I'm going to be spending $40, okay? And I'm going to have the first one is, we're going to call, I number them like 1.1, 1.2, 2.1, 2.2, which basically means headline one, or copy one, headline one, copy one, headline two. Then it's copy two, headline one, copy two, headline two. And I split them up like that and we run it. And then the key part here is that we do not declare winners. We destroy losers, right? We kill losing ads. And so after about 24, 48 hours, I'm going to look at the results, and pretty quickly, you're going to see that some are performing better than others. And I'm going to take the weakest performing ad and I'm going to turn it off. And then the next day or 2 days later, whatever it is, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to turn the next worst performer off. I'll have two left, and then whichever one ends up being the best, we'll turn that off. And the reason that we do that is because just because something is performing strongest out of the gate doesn't mean that it's going to continue to perform and be the strongest. And sometimes when you kill off a losing ad, the order will change, right? It's like this horse race almost. But once you eliminate one of the players, sometimes, you know, one of the other ones will come from behind. And so we've had before where we've had ads that it was the strongest one from day one and it ended up being the winner. But we've also had ads that maybe the one that was in third place after we killed off our weakest ad ended up coming from behind and becoming the winning ad, you know, at the end of the test. And then once you have this ad and you have your winner, you're good to go. You know it's going to get the best results, and then you can decide what to do from there. If you think that if you're happy with it, you can run it. If you think you can get cheaper results, you can always get more copy to test against it, or you can start testing images like I mentioned earlier. One of the best ways I've found to bring the cost down is I run that one because we start with interest targeting. And then after I get 100, 200 email subscribers, I will actually duplicate it, but I will create a lookalike audience based on the people that subscribe to it. And generally doing that is going to bring our ad costs down by a good bit. So if you're spending $1 per email subscriber, switching to that lookalike, I would probably expect to make, you know, start spending 65 to 75 cents per email subscriber. You're going to get a nice little reduction because you're going to be leveraging that powerful algorithm. And they're going to say, we know that those people subscribed, and we're going to go find the 2 million people in the United States that look the most like those subscribers and show it to them. And the computer is smarter than we are, so it ends up working pretty well. So that's like the big overview of really how, you know, the 2x2 split test works. And we use that process for all of our list building efforts. We like, that's just the default, right? Like if you and I run anything, Bobby, or if I'm telling the team anything, like, you know, that's what we do immediately. And, you know, there's some more nuanced detail and stuff in there, but you know, if you want to go, that's enough to get results. If you want to go further, then go check out our course or go check out the Facebook Ads Masterclass, which will kind of give you a little bit more information about Facebook ads. You can find those in the show notes.
Yeah. What I like about that is it gives people kind of a blueprint just to test across, I think, multiple platforms, because like 100%. These concepts, you know, it's always funny when people are like, oh, what happens when Facebook dies, or like, you know, is Facebook dead? Which no, it's not. But, or people that are like, Facebook ads don't work. It's like, well, you don't know how to use them like that. It's, you know, rude, but it's like, you don't know how to use them. So you're just saying they don't work because you don't know how to use them. But there, it's these concepts can apply to Pinterest. You know, if LinkedIn ever really figures out their ads, I'm sure we'll be able to do the same thing across LinkedIn. Like this, if you're a blogger, if you're a freelancer, you're trying to, you know, do anything and promote anything, this stuff works, you know, the testing works. And so that's the thing that I think people need to understand. This is like a skill that can round out a lot of your business and any kind of like paid efforts that you're doing. What I'm going to talk about is a little bit different, but it's kind of the same in that it's testing, you know, and you're kind of just looking at numbers. And the difference is that I did a lot of my stuff organically. So when I started blogging, Facebook, the organic reach wasn't great back then, but it wasn't like it is now where it's like almost completely dead. You know, I could post stuff on my Facebook, the business Facebook page for Millennial Money Man and get a decent amount of traffic. It wasn't like my main traffic source or anything like that, but I was posting, I was getting traffic, I was getting, you know, like shares and all that kind of stuff. I wish I remembered the moment that I realized this, because I don't know how it happened, but I remember going into my Facebook insights. And a lot of people, I think, that have Facebook pages probably never look at their insights. There's actually some really interesting information in there. But if you go to your Facebook insights, you can see, you know, what the reach is for every post that you've run on that page. And you can see, you know, how many people actually clicked versus the reach. And I just started noticing that like certain kinds of posts were way outperforming everything else. Like it wasn't even close. There was stuff that was like, you know, 2, 3, 4 times more clicks than other stuff that I was posting. And so I just kind of like started looking at that. And as I looked at it more and more, I was like, okay, there's some kind of correlation here. And I didn't know exactly like what numbers to look for or anything, but I was like, okay, there's something to this. And so I started taking those winners, the ones that were just like far and away better than everything else, and I started running traffic to them. And that I started to get really, really low cost per clicks. And that was what allowed me to like start really scaling and growing the Millennial Money Man audience the way that I did. But it's kind of the same thing. Like we talk about this a lot. You can test, you know, whether it doesn't really matter what organic social media platform you're on, but if something performs really well, like a piece of content like overperforms everything else and it does it consistently, there's a good chance that that is going to do well when you throw some kind of paid element behind it.
100%.
You know, and that's, you know, it just makes a lot of sense because if you have a piece of content that just crushes on a certain platform, whether it's Pinterest or Facebook or whatever, when you run traffic to it, you're just amplifying what that platform's already told you. That platform's told you, the people on here like this and we like this. And so it's kind of a no-brainer. You run traffic to it. But that's another way. And I think the cool thing is you can kind of combine these two strategies that we've talked about of testing things organically, to finding your winners. And then you can start changing the copy. You can start running split tests on that thing that you know is already a winner and you can refine it. And that's something that we're doing now with some of our traffic campaigns for Millennial Money Man. Like we're about to go into a testing mode where we refine what's already working really well. And even like a small drop in cost per click, let's say, you know, we have things running at 5 cents per click and we can get it down to 4 or 3. If you're running big budgets, that can save you a ton of money, or you can amplify right. your reach. You know, like the numbers start to add up really quickly. So those are the kind of things I think just even those two, like look at whatever you're posting organically and see what wins consistently over a pretty good amount of time. Take that content, run some paid traffic to it, you know, and you're probably going to see some really good results, and then you can test and then refine it even further.
Yeah. And to just illustrate that point you made, we were looking at your campaigns that you're running for Millennial Money Man recently, and you were spending like $200 a day driving traffic. And we figured out that with all the campaigns you were running, based on like the numbers they were doing, if we can go in and figure out for like two of those campaigns, if we can figure out how to bring them down by 2 cents per click, we would actually be able to eliminate one of the four $50 per day campaigns. And so like, and by eliminate it, what I mean is reducing the cost by 2 cents was going to get the same number of the same amount of traffic for you for $150 that you're currently getting for $200. Yep. And then that $50 can be shifted to something else that you want to do. Right. Yep. And so that like, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. Small changes, small optimizations result in massive outcomes. And so that, I mean, $50, that's a per day. That's a lot of money that then you can reinvest into something else on Millennial Money Man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We could shift it to just a straight up email campaign, or we could do all sorts of stuff. We could experiment. We could find new traffic campaigns. Like there's a lot you can do with that kind of money, but even less money than that, like any dollar that you can free up in your business. This is something we talk about all the time, where it's like we have expenses, and as the business has grown, the expenses have grown too. But anytime you can look at your business and go like, okay, how can I optimize that or reduce my costs there that are unneeded? You should do that, because then it makes your business more efficient. It gives you more capital to put back into your business as it grows. And if you're a new blog and you're listening to this, you're like, ah, you know, that doesn't apply to me. But if you are strategic, it will apply to you someday. And you will have to kind of decisions where you do need to look at, you know, where can we make things more efficient so we can shift budget around, you know, or where can we cut this so we can hire somebody else, or where can we do this so we can grow that? Like there's all those kind of decisions that we have to make on a daily basis, but that's how you keep your business growing efficiently and not you keep it from having like, you know, exploded expenses that you don't need and that kind of stuff. So we've really been focusing on that, and testing and looking at the numbers is a huge part of that.
Yeah. And I would argue that it's super important when you're starting out, because those dollars, they mean a whole lot more when you're starting out, you know, and like you might have less money to invest. I think the difference is, like, one of the things that we've realized is that a lot of people, as they start to see success, they start to take on more expenses and put more and more money in, but maybe not the most efficient method because they can afford to. And so they don't look at that. And one of the things you and I are always looking at is like, how can we continue to be, you know, not frugal, but like be very careful with the money and how we invest it. How do we squeeze the most juice out of those lemons? That way we can have a bigger margin, or we can invest more, or we can, you know, get a better result. And so we're not allowing those expenses to like outgrow our regular growth. And so we're constantly looking at that. This stuff, like, it's important from day one, especially it's going to take you time to learn, right? So start looking at it now when you're a baby blogger. That way, when you're, you know, one of the big dogs, like, you're not going like, oh, cool, I have all this traffic. Like, what do I do with it now? You know, and there are people in that situation.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And just to peel back the curtain, like, there are a lot of things. We could scale all of our ad campaigns right now. Like, a lot of people, I think, you know, we've relatively kept our Facebook ad costs the same for a while now. Like, we haven't done massive scaling operations, because we really are trying to get more focused on the data, and we're doing some really high level tracking stuff, you know, stuff that I wouldn't have even known what it was a couple of years ago. But that's what we're trying to implement first, so that we can scale our campaigns and do even more and put the budget like into the most efficient places. So It's a constant process. So whether you're first starting out and it's like, I don't want to look at the numbers, like, you have to, or if you're like mid-size, or if you're doing $1 million a year or more, like, you always have to go deeper into the numbers, figure out where you can kind of make things more efficient. And then that allows you to scale and grow quickly.
Yeah. And then, you know, just kind of like a third testing method. We talk about this inside the Facebook Side Hustle course a lot, because it's very important for local, but you can use this in a variety of ways. You know, we talked about testing as in literally split testing, like doing an experiment. And then there's testing as in kind of like putting things out there and seeing what's working organically, or looking at your numbers and then using that to figure out what's going to be effective. Another way is kind of like, you know, rapid implementation or like rapid testing. And we use that with local, where we will put something out there and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, we'll pull it and we'll put something else out there. And we're just very quickly rotating through things. And so the reason we have this with like the local brick and mortar campaigns is because the budgets, like, the cost per result is usually more, right? Like, a cost per click is going to be pennies, right? Or at least nickels or dimes or, you know, whatever. It's going to be, you know, coin. And then, you know, when it's list building, it's going to be, you know, Washington's, like, dollar. Like, that's kind of what you're looking at. But when you're talking about a lead or something for a local business, or you're talking about even like a webinar or something, you're talking about dollars, $3, $5, $10. Like, it's more expensive. And so you can't really split that budget up as much, because you need a certain amount of results for the ads to even work. And so what happens is, like, a lot of times with local, we're taking all of the budget and putting it in a single campaign. Whereas, like, with a blog, we might divide it up a whole bunch of ways, right? Yeah. And so what you need to do is, like, put out what you think is best, right? Best practices. You put it out there and you go, this isn't working. You look at the numbers and you go, okay, it's pretty clear based on this one, nobody's clicking on the ad. So let's either try different copy to get people to click, or a different image so more people see it, or maybe the offer sucks and we just need to put a better offer out there. So you change the offer or the copy, you put it out there, and you're like, okay, cool. Now we're getting clicks, but people aren't converting, right? And then you go, okay, maybe we need to work on the landing page. And you throw it out there, you see what works, what didn't, you make a change. New one out there, you make a change. Over and over and over. And so there's lots of ways to do this. There's lots of ways to test. But the important thing is, like, don't do what so many people do, where they run an ad and go, oh, this doesn't work. This isn't good. This is a bad ad. Because I think a lot of people, they do that and they don't see the results they want right away. And then they throw in the towel and they miss out on a huge opportunity. And, you know, we've seen this, like, we see this sometimes in our course, where, like, somebody will be like, this isn't for me. I'm not meant to do this. Like, I've got a client, which is the hard part, like getting the client. It's not getting the results for the client that's hard. It's getting the client. It's like, I've got a client, but I can't get them leads. Like, and it's like, this isn't for me. And it's like, well, have you posted your ad in the group? No, I haven't done that. Okay, why don't you show us your ad? And then we'll go from there. You know, you've got this huge community. You've got these experts. Let us help you. And then they post it. And it's like, okay, you forgot to put a headline. So there's no headline here. You missed out on that opportunity. The image, it has, you know, it's a little, maybe it's like, maybe you need a better image for whatever reason. And what a lot of times happens is you're reading the copy and you're like, what are you offering? What are you selling? I don't even know. Or they post the ad and it's like, oh, you're boosting a post. You're supposed to be doing a lead gen, or you're supposed to be doing a traffic campaign. You've chosen the wrong campaign objective. So most of the time when you're not seeing results, it's because you're missing something big, you know?
Right.
And so don't give up right away. Ask people questions, learn, dig in, try new things, because, you know, reality with Facebook is like, you might not get it the first time, but you're probably going to get something pretty good the second or third time. Like, you just kind of have to try things. And like, I think that as long as you don't let that fear of failure get in the way, you're going to do pretty well. And I think, I mean, you can probably speak to that pretty well, because you were basically throwing money into this platform even when you didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I had no real strategy in the beginning. Actually, I remember boosting a lot of campaigns or a lot of content and just being like, God, this is dumb. Why do I keep doing this? And then I finally like realized like, oh, I should be running like, you know, a traffic campaign instead of just an engagement campaign. So yeah, I mean, you have to learn, but you have to keep trying. Like I could have boosted a piece of content and gone like, oh, this sucks. And I have no idea where my blog would be right now, but I certainly wouldn't be where I am right now if I had kind of just been like, huh, Facebook's dead. You know, like,
which is what most people do.
Yeah. Well, and I get it too, because it's easy to get frustrated, because, you know, as great as the platform is, like, they do make it kind of shockingly easy for you to screw it up. You know, it's like, if they, you know, they'd make it a little bit easier, more people would spend more money on it. But that's, it creates opportunities for people like us to come in and teach other people how to do it. So yeah.
So, and on that note, if you want to learn more about Facebook ads, there's a few things you can do. One, you can go back through. We have other episodes about Facebook ads, but the easier thing to do would be go, you know, into the show notes, check out our Facebook Ads for Bloggers Masterclass. We kind of show you, kind of tour you around, show you what Ads Manager is about, how to access is, what to do, and give you kind of the overview of what to do to start really promoting your content, growing your audience using Facebook ads. So that's the first thing you can do, and that's totally free. But then the next option is, like, if you really just like, I want to figure this out, I want to get results, go check out the Facebook Ads for Bloggers course. You can go on there, check it out. If you're interested, you can request an invite to the course and join in and really start seeing, you know, some really powerful results for your blog for as little as a dollar a day. So be sure to check those things out. If you've got any questions, let us know. Please comment, you know, if you we're happy to help you in the comments. And then, you know, subscribe to the show, tell a friend about it, leave us a review. We really like 5-star reviews, like, a lot. We don't really talk about that much on the show, but it gives us a warm fuzzy. So if you want to give us all the warm fuzzies, please leave us a 5-star review. And yeah, we'll leave it on that note. So go give us a warm fuzzy, kind of like how I imagine Bobby's glorious beard is, warm and fuzzy. And
it's really not. It's actually kind of like, I have very straight beard hair, so it's actually kind of like prickly and sharp. So just to let everybody know. Yeah, well, you said warm fuzzies like 4 times, which is a weird thing to say, so don't wow me right now.
I hate to ruin the moment. Okay, we'll see y'all next time. Take care. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.